Welcome back, everyone. We've got a mountain of tech news and press releases to dig into today, all focused on data storage.
Really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, the future of how we store and access information is, well, it's looking pretty wild.
It really is.
We'll be exploring everything from the energy demands of those massive data centers to the race for hard drives that can, you know, hold mountains of data.
Oh, and even a peek into the incredible potential of DNA storage.
Buckle up. It's going to be a fascinating ride. Let's jump right in. First up, those power-hungry data centers. The U.S. Department of Energy is predicting that their energy demand will double over the next 5 years.
Double. It's a staggering amount of power. Raises some big questions about sustainability.
For sure. But it seems like big tech is finally starting to take notice.
Yeah, they are. Google, for instance, they're investing a whopping $20 billion in renewable energy just for their data centers.
What?
$20 billion.
That's a serious commitment. And they're not just slapping a few solar panels on the roof either. They're actually working to strategically place data centers near sources of clean energy.
Right. Like wind and solar farms.
Exactly. They're partnering with companies like Intersect Power to, you know, really make this happen.
And what's interesting is that it's not just about being environmentally responsible. This shift towards green data centers is attracting serious attention from investors.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Firms like KKR and ECP are pouring money into this sector. It's becoming big business.
So we've talked about the where of data storage. Now let's dive into the how. Get ready for hard drives that can hold, well, a truly mind-boggling amount of data. Seagate is finally launching their 32-terabyte HAM drive.
32 terabytes. That's enough space for, like, 10 million hours of high-definition video.
It's hard to even wrap your head around that much storage. And to think, they've been working on this technology, this HMR, heat-assisted magnetic recording, for over 20 years.
A long time coming.
It is. And get this, they're already shipping these drives to cloud providers even before the official launch.
Yep. They're out there in the wild.
Wow. And Seagate isn't alone. Western Digital and Toshiba are also pushing the limits of hard drive capacity. It makes you wonder, how much further can we go?
That's the question, isn't it? But while the future of hard drives is still being written, there's another technology emerging that could completely change the game.
Oh, what's that?
DNA storage.
DNA storage.
Yeah. Imagine storing, like, the entire Library of Congress on a speck of dust.
Wait, you're serious? Like, our DNA?
Yeah. 1 gram of DNA could theoretically hold 10 million hours of HD video. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. Is this, like, science fiction, or is this something that could actually happen?
It's more than just science fiction. Researchers have developed a new chemical reaction that actually mimics how computers use binary code, making DNA storage faster and more accurate.
Wow, so it's becoming more practical.
It is, although it's still early days. There are definitely challenges, like the cost and the long-term stability of storing data in DNA. But, you know, it's getting serious when you have companies like Amazon, Google, and Microsoft pouring resources into research.
So they see the potential?
They definitely see the potential of DNA as, like, the ultimate data archive. Now let's switch gears a bit and talk about something a little more familiar. Remember how Samsung was a little late to the party with those PCIe 5.0 SSDs?
I do.
Well, they're making a splash now. They're promising a high-performance product that they say is going to blow us all away.
Sounds intriguing. Do we know anything about it?
Well, here's what's interesting. Samsung actually already has a PCIe 5.0 SSD, the PM9E1. Designed for PCs built by other manufacturers, OEM PCs. And that drive is already crazy fast, like 14.5 gigabytes per second for reads and 13 gigabytes per second for writes.
So this new consumer version is going to be even faster than that. What's the secret?
They've developed a new 5-nanometer controller that's 50% more efficient than the previous generation. Less heat, potentially longer lifespan.
That's fantastic, especially for anyone looking to, you know, upgrade their storage. Okay, let's shift gears again. Let's talk about something closer to home for a lot of our listeners. Router software. The open source project, OpenWrt, just released its first stable version in over a year, version 24.0.0.
It's a massive update.
It is. Over 5,400 commits. It supports over 100 new devices.
Wow.
For users, the most important improvements, I'd say, are an upgraded Linux kernel, TLS 1.3 support for better security, and enhanced Wi-Fi 6 and 7 support.
Definitely a worthwhile upgrade.
For sure. If you're running OpenWrt on your router, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, let's talk about Synology. They've finally patched a critical security vulnerability in their Disk Station Manager software. This was a big one.
It was. This vulnerability, it was discovered at the PWN to OWN 2024 event, could have allowed attackers to, like, hijack administrator accounts.
Putting entire NAS systems at risk.
Exactly.
Scary stuff.
It is.
But thankfully, DSM 7.272806, update 3, that addresses the issue.
It does. But there's a catch. Some older DSM versions are still waiting for a fix.
Oh, no. So anyone with a Synology NAS needs to check their system, make sure it's up to date.
Absolutely.
This is a good reminder for all of us. Stay on top of those software updates, especially for devices that store sensitive data. All right, let's move on to something a little more innovative. QNA, another big name in the NAS world, has come up with a clever solution called the QDA UMP4A adapter.
Oh, this is a cool one.
What is it? Why should we care?
This adapter, it's a game changer for NAS users who want more flexibility with their SSD choices.
Okay, how so?
So it lets you install an M2 NVMe SSD, which are, you know, generally more affordable and easier to find these days, into a 2.5-inch U.2 bay.
Ah, I see. So it opens up a lot more SSD options.
Exactly. Plus, the adapter is hot swappable, it doesn't need any drivers, and it even comes with a heatsink to keep things cool. A simple but elegant solution to a real problem.
Nice.
Now, are you ready to dive into the world of AI on the edge?
I am. This is an area that's just exploding right now.
It is. And Aeon, a company that specializes in embedded computing, is making some serious waves with their new Genine MP86 single-board computer.
What's so special about it?
This thing is a powerhouse. It features a powerful Intel Core Ultra processor, up to 96 gigabytes of DDR5 RAM, Intel Arc graphics, and get this, an integrated AI NPU, all on a single board.
Wow. So it's like a mini supercomputer designed for AI tasks.
Pretty much. That integrated AI NPU is a big deal. It means that this single-board computer can handle, like, complex AI and machine learning tasks right there on the device. No need to rely on the cloud.
And where would you use something like this? Who's this for?
Aeon is targeting this board at a lot of different applications. Smart city infrastructure, AI surveillance systems, industrial automation. Anywhere you need powerful AI processing at the edge, this board can deliver. And they didn't skimp on the connectivity either. Multiple LAN ports, some with 2.5 GbE speeds, COM connectors, GPIO, CAN bus, and it supports both 5G and Wi-Fi 6E.
Wow.
It's ready to connect to just about anything.
It sounds like Aeon is pushing the limits of what's possible with edge computing. Now, for our final stop on this data storage journey, we're going a bit retro. Remember Blu-ray discs?
I do. Brings back memories.
Well, Sony has decided to exit the recordable Blu-ray disc market. But verbatim, they're doubling down. They even unveiled a new 4K Blu-ray burner at CES 2025.
Interesting.
It seems kind of counterintuitive, right, in the age of streaming and cloud storage?
It does, yeah. But there's still a demand for physical media, especially for archiving and certain professional applications where you need that long-term stability and offline accessibility
right.
that optical media provides.
So it's not just about nostalgia. There are practical reasons for sticking with Blu-ray.
Definitely. Plus, there's something to be said for having a physical copy of your data, you
know?
Especially in a world where everything is moving to the cloud. It's a tangible backup that you control. You're not at the mercy of the internet or service providers.
That's a great point. Sometimes it's good to have a backup that you can hold in your hand. Well, that brings us to the end of part one of our data storage deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still more to explore.
Definitely. Stay tuned for part two. We'll be discussing even more fascinating developments shaping the future of data storage. It's amazing to see, you know, this whole data storage landscape evolving on such a grand scale.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, we have these almost like futuristic leaps forward, like DNA storage.
Right.
And then on the other hand, you see companies like Verbatim recognizing the lasting value of, well, something like the Blu-ray disc.
It really shows you how diverse, you know, the needs and priorities are when it comes to managing our data.
Absolutely.
It's not just about finding the technology with the highest capacity or like the fastest speeds. It's about understanding those trade-offs.
Choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
And speaking of choosing the right tool, QNAP seems to be all about giving users more options. Did you catch their announcement about the new configure-to-order NAS service?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's a really interesting development, especially for, you know, users who need something a little more specialized than those typical pre-configured NAS systems.
That's so special about it.
This service, it lets you customize your NAS. like from the ground up. You select the exact amount of RAM, the types and number of storage drives, even network add-ons, like 10GBE adapters.
Oh, wow.
It's essentially building your own custom-tailored NAS.
Mm-hmm.
But with the assurance that it's, you know, all expertly assembled and tested by Q&A.
So it's perfect for, you know, those who know exactly what they need and don't want to compromise.
Exactly.
Imagine being able to, like, perfectly optimize your NAS for very specific tasks. Video editing, running virtual machines, or, you know, handling really large backups.
Yep. No more settling for a pre-configured model that might not quite fit the bill.
That's a great point.
And you know what's even better? QNAP. They actually offer a free consultation service. So if you need a little guidance, their experts can help you, you know, determine the optimal NAS model, the drive configurations, even the RAID setup, all based on your specific needs.
So they're there to help you through the process.
Yeah, they'll hold your hand if you need it.
That's fantastic. It takes the guesswork out of, you know, building a custom NAS solution, even if you're not exactly a tech expert.
Exactly.
It seems like QNAP is really like laser focused on providing tailored solutions for, you know, a whole variety of needs.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's that that QDA UMP4A adapter, you know, bridging the gap between SSD formats, or this new configure to order service, they're making it easier for users to find the perfect storage solution without having to compromise.
And this focus on user needs is, I think, going to be crucial as the data storage landscape continues to evolve.
Yeah.
We're seeing, you know, this increasing demand for flexibility.
Yeah.
Customization.
Yeah.
Specialized solution.
Right.
The days of one-size-fits-all storage, they're fading. Users are becoming much more discerning about their, you know, data management requirements.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we've talked about the hardware, but let's not forget about the software side of things.
Of course.
The financial performance of companies like Nakivo, with their 25% revenue growth in the last quarter of 2024, that really highlights, you know, the growing importance of reliable backup and disaster recovery solutions.
Absolutely. That's a trend that's only going to accelerate as we rely more and more on digital data. You know, the need to protect that data from loss or corruption or even like malicious attacks, that just becomes paramount.
That's a good point.
Nakivo's success, I think it's a clear indicator that, you know, businesses, individuals, they're taking data protection very seriously. They're investing in robust solutions to safeguard their digital assets. And it's not just about, you know, traditional backup and recovery anymore.
Right.
Nakivo has expanded their offerings to include things like cloud native backup support and ransomware protection.
Oh, wow.
Essential capabilities in today's threat landscape, where ransomware attacks are, well, they're becoming increasingly sophisticated.
They are.
And damaging.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that, you know, data storage isn't just about capacity and speed. It's also about security and resilience. Choosing the right storage solution also means considering, like, what are the tools and strategies I need to protect my data from, well, from a whole range of potential threats.
So you're not just thinking about where you're going to put the data. You're thinking about how you're going to keep it safe.
Exactly. Security is it's a crucial part of the equation. Now, let's talk about something a little different. Weebit Nano, a company specializing in ReRAM technology, they're making some big strides towards commercialization.
Yeah.
They've signed a deal with like a major foundry partner, and they've secured $50 million in funding to, you know, ramp up production.
That's a lot of money. So what is this this ReRAM technology? Why should we care?
ReRAM, or resistive random access memory, it's a type of non-volatile memory that offers a lot of advantages over traditional flash memory. Mm. Faster, more energy efficient, and it has a longer lifespan.
So it's like the next generation of flash memory.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Weebit Nano's advancements could lead to, you know, a whole new generation of storage devices.
Wow.
With significantly improved performance and durability.
It's always exciting to see these, you know, emerging technologies move from the research lab to like actual real world applications.
It is. And the fact that you have major industry players getting involved, well, that suggests that, you know, ReRAM is being taken seriously.
Right. It's not just some lab experiment anymore.
Exactly. It's a viable alternative to, you know, existing memory technologies. Definitely in an area to watch closely.
It sounds like it. Now, it's not just Weebit Nano making waves. The partnership between Koi Computers and Grade Technology highlights another exciting development.
Well, absolutely. This is about using, you know, specialized hardware to boost performance.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
So Grade Supreme Rate Technology, it uses a dedicated hardware RAID controller that offloads RAID processing from the CPU. This frees up the CPU to, you know, handle other tasks, and the result is a significant performance boost, especially for like data-intensive workloads.
So it's like a specialized coprocessor just for RAID.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Koi Computers, they specialize in, you know, high-performance computing systems. They're integrating this Supreme RAID technology into their offerings. So it's a partnership that shows how, you know, innovative hardware solutions can be leveraged to overcome performance bottlenecks and deliver, you know, faster, more efficient storage systems.
Especially for those really demanding applications.
Exactly. And it's a good reminder that, you know, data storage is a complex ecosystem. It's got a lot of moving parts. While we often focus on, like, the storage media itself, the supporting hardware and software, well, that plays an equally important role in determining, you know, the overall performance and efficiency.
It's like a symphony orchestra.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
Each instrument, you know, contributes to the overall harmony.
Yeah.
You need the right combination of storage media, controllers, software, even network infrastructure to create like a truly optimized data storage solution.
That's a great way to put it. Now, with that in mind, let's turn our attention back to something we were talking about earlier. Remember the energy demands of data centers?
Yep.
And the push for sustainability.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it seems like that trend is also influencing, you know, the development of new hardware.
Absolutely. The Aeon Gene MT86 single board computer, the one we discussed earlier, you know, its wide power input range and ERP support. Mm. Well, those features make it ideal for deployments in environments where power efficiency is a top priority.
So it's not just about, you know, building massive data centers powered by renewable energy. It's also about designing the individual components to be like as energy efficient as possible.
Exactly. It's about addressing sustainability at, you know, at every level.
It's fascinating to see how, you know, concerns about energy consumption are driving innovation at both the macro level, you know, with the shift towards renewable energy, and at the micro level with the development of more energy efficient hardware.
It's a great example of how, you know, sustainability isn't just some abstract concept. It's a practical consideration that's shaping the future of technology in very real and tangible ways. And this, I think, brings us to another important aspect of data storage: security.
You're right. We touched on this earlier with that Synology DSM vulnerability, but it's definitely a topic that deserves more attention.
It does.
As our lives become, you know, increasingly reliant on digital data, protecting that data from unauthorized access or malicious attacks, well, that's paramount.
Absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, preventing hackers from stealing your data. It's also about ensuring data integrity.
Right.
Preventing accidental deletion or corruption and maintaining compliance with, you know, all those relevant regulations. Yeah. It's a multifaceted challenge.
It is.
It requires a holistic approach, you know, encompassing everything from strong passwords and encryption to robust backup and recovery strategies.
So you can't just focus on one thing. You need to be thinking about security at like every level.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing process.
Right.
As technology evolves, so do the threats. So, you know, staying informed about those latest security risks and best practices, that's essential for anyone who wants to keep their data safe.
Good advice. So we've covered a lot of ground today. From the massive scale of, you know, data centers to the microscopic details of DNA storage and, of course, the importance of data security, it's clear that the world of data storage is, well, it's dynamic, it's innovative, it's constantly evolving. What do you think is the biggest takeaway for our listeners?
For me, it's the realization that, you know, data storage isn't just about the technology, it's about people. It's about the choices we make,
yeah,
the priorities we set, and the steps we take to safeguard our digital lives.
I couldn't agree more. It's about finding that that right balance between capacity, speed, security, and sustainability, and ensuring that our data storage solutions, well, that they align with, you know, our individual needs and values.
And it's also about recognizing that, you know, the journey doesn't end here.
Of course not.
There will always be new challenges, new technologies, and new opportunities to explore in this ever-evolving world of data storage.
So what you're saying is stay tuned. There's always more to come. Well, that about wraps up part two of our data storage deep dive.
We hope you'll join us for the final part where we'll, you know, delve into even more groundbreaking advancements and discuss what they mean for the future of data.
And we're back for the final part of our data storage deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but we've saved some of the most exciting stuff for last.
It's been quite a journey. And like we've been saying, the world of data storage just keeps evolving.
It does, doesn't it? Speaking of evolving, let's talk about Samsung's new 990 Pro SSD. They've been hyping this high-performance product for what seems like forever.
Seems like it, yeah. But it looks like it's finally here.
It does. What can you tell us about it? What's the big deal?
Well, remember when we were talking about that PCIe 5.0 SSD Samsung already has? The one for, you know, OEM PCs?
Yeah.
The PM91?
Yeah, the one with those crazy fast read and write speeds.
Exactly. Well, it seems like this new 990 Pro, it's going to be even faster.
Really? How much faster are we talking?
Early benchmarks are suggesting like sequential read speeds of up to 16 gigabytes per second. And write speeds topping out at like 15.7 gigabytes per second.
Wow, those are some serious speed boosts. What's the secret sauce? What's enabling this kind of performance?
A lot of it has to do with that new 5-nanometer controller Samsung has developed. It's not only more efficient, but it can also handle, you know, data transfers at these incredible speeds.
It sounds like Samsung is really raising the bar for consumer-grade SSDs. But like we've seen throughout this whole deep dive, innovation in storage isn't just about the hardware.
Oh, absolutely not. Software is playing a bigger and bigger role.
It is, especially when it comes to, you know, managing and protecting all that data.
Exactly. And one area where we're seeing a ton of activity is in the development of what they're calling intelligent storage management platforms.
Intelligent storage management platforms.
Yeah, these platforms are designed to, like, help users optimize their storage resources, improve performance, and beef up data security. All automatically.
So it's not just about throwing more storage at the problem. It's about, like, using that storage smarter.
Exactly. They're using AI, machine learning algorithms, to automate all sorts of tasks.
Yeah.
Data tiering, performance optimization, even, you know, threat detection.
It sounds like these platforms could really change the game, especially as our, you know, data needs become even more complex.
I think so, too. And it's not just about, you know, managing our own personal data. These platforms could revolutionize data management for, like, businesses and organizations of all sizes.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of data storage, I want to bring it back to something we talked about earlier, the human element.
Oh, that's a good point.
We've seen these incredible advancements in hardware, in software, even in, you know, the underlying science of how we store data. But at the end of the day, it's all about people, isn't it?
It really is. Technology, it's just a tool. It's up to us, you know, as individuals, as a society, to determine how we're going to use that tool responsibly, ethically.
We have to think about the choices we make, the data we collect, the ways we protect that data.
Mm.
The future of data storage is, well, it's really intertwined with the future of humanity.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a fascinating journey we're on.
And we've only just begun to explore the possibilities. Well, that's a wrap on our data storage deep dive. We hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you learned something, too.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, the future of data is in our hands,